Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Today is a great day
because this is the day the Lord has made for you. Voice of Destiny has a vision of bringing you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. Culture helps us to understand what are the values that define us. God has raised up a great man of God that has brought kingdom culture to the world in a way that we in the 21st century can practically apply it to our lives, to our families, to the things that we're called to do. And this great chariot was Dr. Miles Monroe. Unfortunately, for those of you that have not heard and those that have already heard, Dr. Miles and Ruth Monroe were in a tragic plane accident. But we don't grieve like those that are in the world, because we know that these two chariots who have carried many of us in our faith and our sense of destiny and our kingdom identities, who've carried us through their work, have been recalled back to heaven to be rewarded for their royal service. Today, I've asked Bishop and Dr. Sandra Hayton to join us to talk about Dr. Miles' life, his legacy, his impact, and to help us to get a perspective about this moment that we're in. It is a moment of kingdom succession, and God is going through this. God is going to do a new thing through this that's going to bring a new dimension of what he wants to do through the life of those that are disciples and those that are surrogates of the great Dr. Miles and Ruth Monroe. Welcome, Bishop Hayton, to the Voice of Destiny Show. Please tell us, how did you come to know Dr. Miles, and what did Dr. Miles' life and the person mean to you?
I met Dr. Miles, it was in the 80s. I met Dr. Miles in the Bahamas. And we became very, very good friends. He was a brother to me. He was a mentor to me. And he really had a tremendous impact on my life and my ministry. And he started coming to my church in the 80s for the Believer Summit, because at that particular time, he was hosting the summit there in Nassau. And so I felt that God wanted him to come to bring his word to the body of Christ here in the United States. And so he started coming every year. And for the past close to 20 years, he had been coming to my church with the summit and bringing a word that just revolutionized people's lives. He made such a tremendous impact on his teachings on the kingdom of God. God had given him such revelation on the kingdom of God, and many pastors would come and receive the word that God put in him, and then they would take the word back and minister to their churches, so that we can have not just a church mentality, but understanding the kingdom of God and understanding and applying the principles of the kingdom of God. So he was a tremendous mentor to me. Not only that, he was my brother. And we called one another by first name. I spoke with him a couple months ago, and he said, you know, you and I are on first name basis, because he was genuine. He was, if I can say, the real deal. And he was functioning in the office of the apostle, even though he was not carrying the title of the apostle. And his focus was doing the work of the ministry and not just carrying a title. So he was just a tremendous blessing to my life, to my family. And I remember going over one year to the summit as God had given him the teaching on purpose. And that word just revolutionized my life. And at that particular time, we had a Christian academy, and it was Mark Alexis Christian Academy. I came back immediately and changed the name of our school from Mark of Excellence Christian Academy to the Academy of Purpose and Potential. So he impacted many generations.
Yes. I believe Dr. Miles was used of God to put kingdom branding on so many things. people, places, and things. And he was one that had a wisdom for living out destiny and purpose in the life of those, in the life that God had given us. And I remember a great story, you know, as a spiritual mother, you passed on to us as your spiritual kids, that you had asked Dr. Miles, you know, why is it that some of us in the body of Christ, it seems like everything comes so easy to them. And when others of us, we actually have to sacrifice and to fight and to contend for what we were authentically called to be, do, and have. And he gave you a tremendous answer to that question that I would love for you to share with our listeners so that we can understand the importance of us rolling up our sleeves, carrying on Dr. Miles Monroe's legacy through the calling that God has given us, and to endure the hardness and to enjoy and to reap the rewards of being obedient to God.
Amen. He said to me, he said, there are some who can catch the bus, but we have to walk. Mm. And because God called us to be trailblazers, so we were blazing the trail for those who were coming behind us. I will never forget when he said that to us, to me. Wow. And I remember sharing it with the members of the Alliance that there are some people who have to catch the bus, but the Bible says, too much is given, much is required. But that word required there means demanded. So because God has given us much, he's demanding much of us.
Wow. But many of us think that if we're called to do it, it's supposed to be easy. You know, but we forget the sufferings of Paul.
We forget
the sufferings of Paul and the other apostles and what they went through obeying God. And yet the potential of the kingdom has not been totally realized yet through those of us that have come to believe in Jesus' message through Matthew 6:33 to seek the kingdom of God first as a priority. There are many good things that are out there that can serve as distraction, but the kingdom is a priority. And I think one of the things that I began to understand that there was a difference between the Lord's church and the Lord's kingdom. Can you lay that out to us, Bishop, and help us to understand that distinction so that we can appreciate the work that Dr. Miles was doing and all over the nation, not just in the Bahamas and in America, but all over the world. He was changing governments through the work that he was doing.
Yes, he was. You see, Jesus said that he would build his church and that the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. But the way that you enter into the kingdom of God, you have to first be saved, receive Jesus, become the ecclesia, the church, but we function, this world is not our home. We're not citizens here. Our citizenship is not of this world. And so the kingdom of God, Jesus said that the kingdom of God is nigh you. Amen. So the kingdom of God is here. And so Miles taught us how to begin to become kingdom-minded. Kingdom-minded because we were very, you know, we as a people, we know how to do church. But we did not know how to operate as kingdom citizens. We didn't know how to operate as ambassadors of the kingdom of God, not representing ourselves, but representing the king and the kingdom. And I understand that because I believe one of the things that helped him or that the revelation that God gave him is because they were under British rule. And so he had a different mindset than we had here in America and maybe other countries. You understand what I'm saying? Because they honored, they loved the queen. They honored the queen. They understood about the kingdom that they were a part of, and we did not have that understanding, nor did we have that revelation. So when Dr. Miles came and God gave him, because of the understanding and the revelation that he had, he began to teach us about being kingdom citizens. So we had to have a different mentality. We had to have mind renewal of not just becoming churchy, but becoming a kingdom citizen and an ambassador representing the king and his kingdom.
Well, I think one thing that is going to happen is that there is an emerging generation that have things to do, and perhaps the Lord removed Dr. Miles so that we could see that the burden wasn't on him, but the burden is on all of us to carry this duty for expanding God's government here on earth, which is the kingdom of God. I want to take a destiny break right here, Bishop, and I want us to come back, and I want you to share with the people how Dr. Miles wasn't just a government official to you, but that he was one that was there for you in major parts of your life to help you through the challenging times. And what lessons can we learn from that for those of us that are answering your call to be mentors? Dr. Miles said that his purpose was to turn followers into leaders and leaders into change agents. Please talk to us after this break about how Dr. Miles helped you to reposition yourself in your destiny and become one that was raising up followers to be leaders and leaders to be change agents. We'll be right back after this.
If I lose my love, it's not up above.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. For those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. And today, we are paying tribute to Dr. Miles and Ruth Monroe, who are two chariots of the kingdom that have been called back to heaven to be rewarded for their royal service. And our guest today is Dr. Sandra Hayden, the apostolic leader of the Apostolic Alliance in the Baltimore area and literally around the world, a vessel that's touching God. And I asked Dr. Hayden to come because Dr. Miles was like a brother to her, and they were in league with each other to expand the kingdom. And I love to hear the stories from my spiritual mother, Dr. Sandra Hayden, Bishop Hayden, about many of the wise truths that Dr. Miles passed on to her. And I want you, Bishop Hayden, if you would share with us how Dr. Miles was personable with you and some of the great stories that you think people should know about him that express his character and the nature of the calling and the person he was that God made him to be.
One of the things that I loved about Dr. Miles is his humility.
Mm.
And, you know, even though God had given him great revelation of his word, he was a man of humility. I used to tease him all the time, and I would tell him, I say, "Don't get the big head on me." And he would say he never would, you know, become puffed up because of the revelation that God had given him. So he was a man of humility. And he understood the importance of character development. And that's one of the problems that we see in the church today. We understand that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance, but we need the character, the nature of Christ to be formed in us. And so Dr. Miles, he understood that as he began to teach on character and character development. And I remember him making a statement once, and he said, "Character is who you are in the dark."
Mm.
And I never forgot that. Character is who you are in the dark. And so, you know, through his many, not just on the kingdom of God, but on his teachings about relationships. The other thing that I loved about Miles, too, is, Dr. Miles, is that he understood that there was no male or female in Christ. So he was one who supported women in ministry. He was one that encouraged women to go forth in their purpose and their call to carry out their God-given assignment. And many times he encouraged me upon the homegoing of my husband, you know, to step into my purpose, to step into my destiny and that which God has designed and purposed for my life before the foundation of the world. And so he was just a real genuine person. And many people didn't know him close up on that level. But I can truly say he was a gift of God. And he was a man of God. And he loved the people of God. And there were many times after him standing and teaching 2 and 3 hours, after service we would go and fellowship in our executive dining room. And we would go back there, and he would continue to pour out hours. And sometimes we wouldn't leave the church until 3 and 4 in the morning, and no one wanted to leave. No one wanted to leave. The leaders would sit there, and he would fellowship with us, and he would just pour out and pour out the word of God. Wow. So his love for people, his love to see people grow and to see people mature and to move into the things that God had purposed for their lives. So his heart for people, his heart for humanity. And I remember him coming to the church and singing the song, "People Need the Lord." So he had a heart for evangelism, too.
Well, he was
an apostle, but he was an apostle to the nation.
Well, tell us, do you have a sense of tribute of service? Is there something unique that God may have put in your heart that he wants you to do in service to the kingdom of God as a result of Dr. Miles's life that you would like to use as a tribute to him? I know for me, there's something God put in my heart that I'm going to do in my service for God in remembrance of Dr. Miles. But is there anything particular the Lord has spoken to you about doing to pay tribute to Dr. Miles?
Well, yes, the Lord spoke to me, and there are people who, many people who have been impacted by his life, and they can't afford they don't have the resources to go and, you know, for his homegoing celebration. So what God put on my heart is to have a memorial service here for the Baltimore, D.C., Virginia area, for the people to come together and to honor his memory, his life, his legacy. And so we are putting together, I've called different pastors, different leaders to come together, and we're coming together to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Miles Monroe. And it will just be a celebration of his life and a celebration of the gift that he was to the body of Christ and his legacy. I mean, he will live forever. He will live forever in our hearts and in our minds through the materials that he left, through his books and his CDs that he left here in the earth. And it will it will be for generations to come. It will impact generations
to
come.
Yes, it will. Well, you know, we're going to put a tribute page on the voiceofdestiny.org website for those of you that are in the that are listening to the show that's in the D.C., Washington metropolitan area, and those who just want to fly in because, to be a part of people that will be rejoicing in the legacy of Dr. Miles. You can visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org, and Bishop Hayden, I will post that for you so people can know what to do to connect with you and to be a part of that. I think it's really important that we appreciate the this moment. Such a champion goes home to be with the Lord, there is a moment of succession that takes place. And I think it will be really important for us to understand the importance of succession. And we're going to take a break here, Bishop Hayden, but when we come back, can you talk to us about succession? You've been through a process. Your late husband, there was a succession that took place where you began to walk in a role that you were called to, and it was a prophetic time, even though it was a time of great loss. But I would love for you to share that about us understanding how we should relate to this moment of succession and transition that is happening in the body of Christ at this time, because it is a time where there are some leaders that are fading in the background and there are new leaders that are emerging. And I think it's important for us to understand this and how to respond to it in a very healthy way. And so let's take a break right here, and we'll come right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Wow. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, we are giving tribute to Dr. Miles and Ruth Monroe, the leaders of the Bahama Faith Ministries and Dr. Miles' ministry all over the world. He was not just a local church leader. He was a global figure that touched leaders all over the world and in many nations. And many of us are getting perspective. You know, we don't know how this was allowed to happen to such great people, but we do know that God is in control, and that even with this, God has a unique plan that is in place. And one of the things that Dr. Miles presented to the body of Christ is important, is paying it forward, you know, carrying it forward. The idea of one of the duties of a leader is to mentor the next generation. Jesus spent 3.5 years preparing 12 and the 72 for the hour that he would no longer physically be with them. And I think Dr. Miles was intentional about that himself. And I'm asking you as a bishop, as a visionary, to talk to us about these moments of succession. You've experienced that in your life, and you've seen that more than once in the body of Christ. Help us as everyday believers in our life to understand the power of this and the importance of how we relate to a moment of succession.
Well, when my husband went home to be with the Lord, I was 35 years old. And we had only been in our new edifice for 1 year. We'd opened up a Christian academy. And, you know, I began to question God. And out of that, I realized that God does not always answer your whys. And what it taught me was the sovereignty of God, that God is sovereign. And I didn't realize what God had placed in what was in me. I didn't realize the potential that was there. I didn't know the power of God that was designating in me. I didn't know that until that time came where I had to step into the office of the pastor and take that ministry, you know, take over the ministry. But what I realized is that when the visionary dies, the vision lives on.
Yes.
Because it's a God-given vision. And anointings don't leave.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
And so by the grace of God, he graced my life to take that ministry over and to pastor there for 18 years and to continue in the God-given vision. Dr. Miles had a vision, a God-given vision for Bahama Faith Ministries. I was there when they broke ground. For the embassy there, you know, and I know his heart and the vision that God had given him, and he was a firm believer in training up leaders and training the next generation. And even I remember just some of the young people that were there in the 90s, you know, as I was going in and out, you know, for those almost 20 years. That they grew up in his ministry and how he trained them and how he equipped them. And I believe that we have a mandate from God as believers that we must pour into the next generation. You are not a success unless you leave a successor. Paul had Timothy. So you need to train and mentor and pour in as Timothy or Timaeus, because when God calls you home, the ministry, the vision of God must continue.
It must
continue. And sometimes as leaders, we don't want to let go of the reins. If I can put it that word it that way. We don't wanna let go. First of all, we need to understand the church belongs to Christ. And he takes it personal. He said, "I will build my church." And we are there to carry out an assignment. And see, Dr. Miles understood he had an assignment. He understood he wasn't making his name great or building his kingdom, but that he was making the Lord's name great, and he was establishing or expanding the kingdom of God. And so as leaders, I think it's very, very important that we understand. I just celebrated my 65th birthday. And as we realize we're getting older, you know, but still, we must begin to pour in and mentor and train the next generation. My granddaughter is 21, and she's being trained up now in the prophetic. Mm. We're training her now. She travels with me. She ministers with me. Why? Because I know one day the Lord may call me home if Jesus tarries. But the ministry shall continue through my children and my grandchildren and those whom God has put in my life for me to impart to them.
Yes.
Because the kingdom work must go on.
Yes. Wow. So it is a wake-up call. It is a wake-up call about
secession. It's definitely a wake-up call. It is a wake-up call for those who have forgotten what God has called us to do, forgotten their assignment, and gotten sidetracked, that we have to get back to the assignment that God has given us and begin to, as I said, begin to pour in and mentor and train the next generation. And we have to release the young people. You know, we have to release them in our churches to serve. And as we're training them up, even to minister, we have to release them to do that.
Yes, and we need to prepare assets for them to carry out their assignment.
Yes.
So many of us had to build from nothing. And
that's right.
That have something, we must understand that we don't own this. This is stuff is on loan to us to pass on to the next generation. And the sense of stewardship, like me and my wife with our six children, we have a sense of understanding of that what we have doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. But also we are stewards to pass it on to our children that are yet to come. And Dr. Miles understood that his work was building the work for his children, his biological children, but the spiritual children he has all over the world. Let's talk about Pastor Ruth Monroe. What about her legacy should we understand and appreciate as we're going into this new era of destiny that God's calling us kingdom believers to walk in?
She was a ladies' lady. She was very refined. She was soft-spoken, but she was a powerhouse. She was powerful.
Mm-hmm.
She understood the call of God that was on her husband's life. And you know the song, Stand By Your Man. She stood by her husband. She was a helpmeet to Dr. Miles Monroe. And I remember once we had a luncheon at their home, and he loved her so. And one of the desires of his heart was for her to travel with him. And I remember in the early days when we worked, and she was raising the children, and the day came when the children grew up, and she was released so that she could travel with her husband. But she was the kind of woman that stood by her husband. And she supported him in the call of God and the assignment that God had given him. She was not a woman that was intimidated by other sisters. She was not like that. She was just a precious jewel. She was a precious, precious jewel. That was Ruth Monroe, yes. Powerful woman, a virtuous woman. That was Ruth Monroe.
Well, this is important for us to understand. Dr. Miles is the man. To who he chose to be his wife to walk with him is a reflection of who he is. But Sister Ruth, you know, I heard this great story by a pastor of First Glen Arden in Maryland. They have 11,000 members there. And he was saying that he and his wife was out and driving, and they ran across a fellow that his wife used to date. And he said he was thinking really, you know, good about himself because where he was, the pastor of First Glen Arden Baptist Church, and where that fellow was, and he said to his wife, "Aren't you glad you married me?" And she says, "Well, if I had married him, he would have been the pastor of First Glen Arden." And we underestimate the power that our wives have on us, you know, our spouses have on us in helping us to walk in the stature of what God has called us to be. And so when I look at Dr. Miles, when I look at Dr. Miles, I understand that he had to have a helpmeet that was fit for him. And we know that Pastor Ruth Monroe was one that was uniquely armed and equipped by God to walk with him in the great destiny that he had. Bishop Hayden, I want to thank you for coming and sharing with us Dr. Miles' life and his legacy as you have had experience in your life personally and through your ministry. I like I said to people, there is a connection. You know, in 1996, 1996, me and my wife were spiritually orphaned because of a disappointment between the spiritual leaders that had the God that used to raise us up. The result of that disappointment, we lost 90% of our relationships that we had because of the community, the church community that we were in, and we lost our spiritual parents. And God sent us to the Third World Leadership Summit to give us some kind of impartation we did not know. So in that year, 1997, the Lord had called us there and had Dr. Mouse open up his heart to bring us into the family of Ntwila. And we was ordained in ministry by him. And you know, that following year, that was the year that you and I had a formal connection, that not only that God had given us a spiritual father, but he'd given us a spiritual mother, you. And I thank you for your life and your legacy and what you're doing to help me and my wife and all of those that have committed themselves to the kingdom of God to be change agents. Thank you for your work and what you're doing. I do value the potential that you have released inside of me, and I thank you for coming and sharing your life with us that you had with Dr. Miles and Pastor Ruth Monroe. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has supernaturally made for you. Remember, with the passing of Dr. Miles, that we must work smarter and not harder because of the wisdom that was imparted to us by this great chariot that has gone home to be with the Lord to be rewarded for his royal service. God bless you, everybody. Have a great one. Visit us at voiceofdestiny.org to stay on top of the great events that are yet to come and to understand the opportunities that you'll have to be a blessing and to pay tribute to Dr. Mouse. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.